For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free. No last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This
hey, stop!
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
This ball's picked, intercepted at the goal line. Darius Williams goes to get it, and LA has the first takeaway.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Happened with Devondre Campbell. He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he didn't say he didn't want to play today.
I wish I would have heard about it on the field, but I didn't. It's hard to win football games when someone doesn't win.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, comedian Nate Bargatze. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Nate Bargatze's in our green room. He was last on this program 4 years ago. He was phoning it. By the way, when you say that, well, I mean, it makes it sound right. Like he was phoning it in.
Right.
He phoned in, not phoning it in. You know what I'm saying?
He called us.
Yeah.
We answered.
Well, I think we probably called him.
We put it on the air.
Understood.
Right.
Anyway. Just had a nice quick chat back there. I think you would like to talk about how Vandy messed up Alabama's season in a little bit. I told him we have something in common.
That's very fair.
Although, you know, Alabama's not in. The Ohio State just got knocked down a couple pegs and sparked a debate in the Ohio State Assembly about whether it should be a felony to plant a flag in the middle.
Lock them under the jail.
Oh, boy. I mean, I've had some spinning curveballs thrown at me in the zone on this show lately, but that's the one. I mean, I honestly think I took that one onto, what would you say, Utah Street? Did I take that onto Utah? You know what I mean?
Where's Utah Street?
I believe that's in Ballmer.
Oh.
I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I see.
Yawkey Way? Did I take that on a Yawkey Way? Did I hit that one over?
Lansdowne.
I hit that one over the Sitco sign.
Yeah.
Lansdowne.
You know what I mean?
What's the street right behind the monster?
Lansdowne.
Okay. Because I've stood there and took a picture.
Before. Right. Lansdowne. The same way Juan Soto is going to hit one all the way to the Chop Shop across the street from Citi Field.
Against the Yankees as we beat you for the 5th street.
Or
maybe 6th street.
Yeah, you might raise the apple out of the hat.
A pork chop. Man, you're bitter. I thought you were bitter.
All the Sotos will be watching on the arm.
There.
They're watching on the arm. You know what?
I really thought you were bitter.
$760 million.
$65 million.
I want $765 million. I don't want to defer a penny. And I want all 30 of my family members to get that dessert 30. Cart for free.
Ooh. Wow! Okay. I mean, if it's like the
I want a candy apple.
That's pretty good.
You know what I mean? That's what it was. It looks like he's already had it.
Oh, come on!
Yeah. He had the dessert cart.
Come on!
Between BRP. Okay.
Between your terrible take on group chats and now you fat shaming this man.
Excuse me.
Man, you're right. This
by the way, group chats. Let's ask Nate about this.
Let's ask
a bona fide lead pipe wielding A++++, and I'm leaving out some pluses. Mm-hmm. Stand up comics.
TJ plus.
Ask him about people on a group text chain.
Not
and it's just like they don't answer, and it's not.
Rich, by the way, comedian. You think he's going to agree with you? He's definitely not going to take your side.
Excuse me. If Larry David was in this chair,
he wouldn't take your side.
Oh,
he just wouldn't be in group chat.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah. But exactly. You already saw like the group chat. But the group chat that was on Curb this year was about him being roped in to a bunch of people he didn't hardly even knew.
No, right.
And there were thumbs up and hearts and ha-ha emojis and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
We've all been on those. I'm just talking about four people on a chain, five people on a chain, mm-hmm. okay, who work with each other and know each other, mm-hmm. like each other. And are texting one another about funny things over the weekend or sports stories, and then one person like never responds. You. Although you've been responding a little bit more lately.
Because it's the week. It's not the weekend.
Oh,
so
is that right?
I tried to explain to you,
weekend. So after the show's over, so Nate's going to come out here.
Yep.
And then we'll do one more segment.
Yes.
We'll close up shop.
Out of here.
And then next time I communicate with you will be Monday morning.
I'm intrigued.
Even if or you respond to a communication from me, which is a verbal.
More than likely.
Okay.
Unless you specifically text me and go, hey, TJ, I'm going to treat this like COVID times when Don Bowie would be the last person I'd see on Friday.
Yes.
And I'd go home for the week and wouldn't talk to another human being. Until Monday when I came back.
The pandemic's over.
Yeah, but
TJ.
Not really.
Times the weekend begin.
I really enjoyed those days. I'd like the solace, to be honest
TJ,
with you.
TJ, time does the weekend begin?
How many people do you know that yearn for the COVID days because it's quieter?
A lot of people.
What the hell is happening?
The other day I was in line. This dude was standing 2 feet away from me. I kind of put my elbow back, be like 6 feet. Like, people don't respect those
Maybe
boundaries
TJ
anymore.
Still's on one of those nights and weekend plans on the cell phone.
Nah, are we still doing the 6 feet?
I always want people 6 feet away from me, regardless.
No, we're not doing the 6 feet.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
Stay 10 feet away from me.
That is correct.
Brockman, we were never 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
We could touch.
Hey, listen.
Wonder Twin Powers activated.
We didn't have many departments. Certainly didn't have HR back when we were doing this.
I mean,
Brockman
de facto.
Oh, God. Thank God you're not the human resources person around here.
Guys, we lived through that time, all right?
Okay.
The four of us together, I'll answer these group chats.
Exactly, which is why I'm offended that when I text something, you don't respond to it.
On the weekend.
Like you said yesterday, I was in there because it was a Wednesday.
Oh, no, because you weren't going to stand for the Soto stomach slander.
Well, yeah, no.
That BR walk-off was putting out there.
As a plus-size brother myself, I don't like it when you make fun of dudes with the beer bellies.
Again, one more time. Can somebody at Bleacher Report... enhanced Soto's stomach.
That was a conscious choice.
He should sue.
Was
Bleacher
put
Report.
Out on a Bleacher Report social, and they're all about social.
Yeah,
like, and people follow them and share
really
it.
Good too.
And 2. I thought to myself,
5 million views.
Look at that! Like
scrap.
That's Bartolo Colon.
Wow,
and that's Soto. That's Colon. That's Soto. Colon.
Fantastic.
Soto.
Man,
we noticed this.
Colon.
Nothing escapes. The Rich Eisen Show,
Yankee
unblinking
fans are
eye.
Salty. Man.
Oh, there you go.
Grimace.
That's Grimace.
Salty.
And that's Soto. There you go.
Salty Tua, salty Yankee fans.
Who wore it better, Grimace or enhanced stomached Soto?
Should we talk why Soto left?
No.
We shouldn't. Okay.
No, because it's a Mets town, according to him.
Yeah.
For a long time. Well, it's been a Mets town for a long time.
His teammates didn't make him feel welcome.
He would know about the New York sports scene because he's been around it on a daily basis since last March.
Look,
he's grew up in the Dominican Republic.
He's lived in New York longer than you have.
And then went through the minor leagues,
though.
Showed up in Washington, D.C., hung around there for a while, mm-hmm. wound up in Southern California, arrived on the sports scene after some time in Tampa, Florida for spring training, showed up on the New York sports scene in March, and now he's an expert. An expert.
No wonder he left
all
your
you
team
was
if you're
eight months on the ground. That's all
base.
You need was 8 months on the ground to know that it's been a Mets town for a long time.
Or Chris, he needed 8 months to know he didn't want to play for the Yankees anymore.
Right. Doesn't it feel like if he had never joined the Yankees last year, he probably would have signed with you?
No, because the Mets would have given more, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah. Man.
That's all that mattered.
I can't believe you're
dude
now
turned around
you did this for
dude
decades.
Turned around his Yankee hat at the end of the World Series. An indication of the world. The
See
front's
ya.
Gone.
Yep.
That's gone. That's in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're taking this so personally.
I'm not.
You're not.
You are a little rich.
I don't know about that.
Over. I don't even remember. Like I said, I don't even remember.
Honestly, him going to the Mets, I'm not taking personally.
Okay.
Until he said it's been a Mets town for a long time.
Right, that's pretty absurd.
Suddenly, like he's Mike Lupica. You know what I mean? He's been around. He's been around for half a century. He's been locked in on this sports world.
So
he's Lupica now.
2 days of your discontent.
Juan Lupica. That's who he is. He's now Juan Lupica.
Like I told you, Juan Epstein was the only one that was calling you the other day.
He's Juan Francesa. He's been around a long time. He knows exactly.
Juan Eisenberg.
Okay.
One time
listener, first time caller.
One time listener.
That's who he is. Oh, like he's locked in. That guy
no
is an expert on the New York sports scene.
No wonder he's
now I'm taking it personally.
This is great. I'm glad that you guys have beef now.
It's
not just me and you.
It's Wohop.
Chris, I don't have beef. What do I have beef with them for?
Okay.
You know? We won.
Because you haven't won Jack in 30 years.
That's fine. We beat them on this particular. Chris, they are more mad about this than they were of going to. They were more happy than going to the World Series last year.
What they do is they've got their finger on a pulse. They got their finger on the pulse of the New York sports fan and they're like, who do we need? Who do we need to enhance our system? We need Juan Soto for right field and Hawk Tua for ceremonial first pitch.
Man, you wanted that man so bad. Right? That's the crazy. You are like a sperm lover right now. Like, wow.
I am fine with Soto going there. I am not fine with him suddenly saying, oh, it's been a Mets town for a long time. Okay.
Come on, that's what got you mad. Okay. You haven't been this match. You got turned down for the prom.
I didn't get turned down for the prom. I got turned down on prom night. Okay? It's a big difference.
You went to the prom. At the end of the night, it didn't work out the way.
Excuse me.
That's true.
Excuse me. I did go to the prom.
In a maroon limousine.
Just because she wound up vomiting off the side of the Staten Island Ferry on the way home has nothing to do with the way I feel about Juan Soto right now.
I mean, I'm saying you're more angry now.
Am I sharing too much?
Which side of the ferry? I feel like
that's important. I couldn't tell starboard from port at that point in time, sir.
Well done. Well
just,
done.
You know,
starboard is right.
Tell stem from stern.
Well done. Well done.
Did you hold her hair? Or?
Wow.
I don't recall.
Oh. Nice
I was just—I think I was too shocked. I was like Ryan Day at the end of Michigan's upset.
What happened?
What's happening? What's happening? As the prom gods planted their flag on my night in the middle of a ferry. That should be a felony.
That should be a felony right there.
I should go to Albany right now and introduce a bill.
You cannot throw up on prom night.
That guy.
What happened?
That's how I acted.
That's really, really funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Good planning.
The hell going on?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Was the veal parm bad? Is that why she threw up? Or were you sipping too many?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I've got my top five most intriguing. You know what? We'll do this after Nate Borghese.
Let's get him out here.
How often do we have Nate? But he called in. Was it during COVID? Was it during his quiet period?
Quiet period when he wasn't talking. On the weekends, EJ wasn't.
Because I looked it up. The last time he was on, there he was talking about Nateland podcast.
Yeah, September 30th.
And now he's got a Netflix. He's got a CBS special on. Let me get this right. He's got the CBS special coming up on the 19th, and then he's got the first of two Netflix specials on Christmas Eve. He's got tour dates. He's got a book.
He's actually been here July of 2015.
Yeah, I know. Wow. The last time he was here was 4 years ago.
Wow. I mean, in studio.
Yeah, he's in studio in 2015.
I know.
This is his third appearance.
Love it.
But his first, after appearing as the father of our country, talking about the metric system. What a brilliant skit that is. Gosh. All right, we'll take a break, and let's bring Nate Borghese out here on the Rich Eisen Show. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you.
The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time, only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show and back here in studio for the first time since 2015. We're thrilled to have back here on the Rich Eisen Show none other than Nate Bargatze. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
You're the man.
I thought you were saying you haven't been back here for 2015.
No, you haven't been.
But yeah, golly.
Lots has happened in your life and your career. First of two Netflix specials. First up, new stand-up special, Your Friend Nate Bargatze, will premiere globally on Christmas Eve.
I feel like an actor. While I'm like a method. I'm a method comedian. I go, well, it took a lot of time. I went to career day. It was a fun career day. They put me with a surgeon. He had like a skeleton. He brought a skeleton, a body.
So this did in fact happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to bring stuff to show what you do. And then I brought my CD I first recorded. So, I mean, I'm showing it to 8-year-olds that don't even know what a CD possibly could be. And I'm like, yeah, I got this. And I got nominated for a Grammy. And so I had they give you a little medal. So I brought that. So then they're like, did you win? It's just all day was like, no, I didn't win. But this is, like, why'd you bring it? And you're like, well, I thought y'all would want to see it, but I was wrong.
And then the other guy had a skeleton, and they were
he's
more.
Like, he's showing real body stuff. He's doing I was asking him, I was like, what about this hips? Anything I got? Right. You're like, my shoulders feel weird, dude. I go, can you look at that real fast?
Yeah, could you give me a quick once over?
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. I haven't done the career day yet thing, though, but years and years and years ago when I was on SportsCenter, they had me teach a class on football at the Learning Annex.
Oh,
And so they had me in this and try and teach somebody football that doesn't understand a thing about it.
Yeah. A lot of why.
It's just, why? Right. It's just like, why? First of all, like, why call it? By the way, this sounds like the sketch you did with the George Washington sketch, like you did on SNL. It's brilliant. Like, why call it a down? Why is it called a down? Why isn't it called a chance? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like,
Great question. Like I
solid
I,
question. Yeah.
I don't know the answer to it. And yet they were paying me to actually give them these answers. It was ugly.
Yeah.
It was a bad day in my life.
How old were they?
Oh God. These were grown people. They weren't kids. Oh, this was at the learning annex. Like they actually there was like some dude in the back who's like, you know, I paid good money. I brought my wife here for you to teach her football. I paid good money for this. And I came this close to saying, well, if you actually spoke to your wife during the games, maybe you didn't have to put your $50 down for me to learn it. Your annex,
I taught a comedy for a small, one brief period. I would taught a comedy class, kind of.
Yeah.
And so it was at a comedy club, this Eastville Comedy Club in New York. And I didn't want to even really teach it. But what I would do is like, you know, when someone's first starting, you're like, we can just come with me. Mm-hmm. We're hanging out. I got to do spots and shows around town.
Yeah.
And we're just talk comedy and like, I'll just show you around. And so a lot of times the comics liked it. I thought it helped. And then I remember one guy, I took him and I'm like, we get out of my car to go to Caroline's on Broadway. And he's like, I'm just going to go watch you do a show. I go, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's hanging out and stuff. And he goes, this is not good. This is not what I wanted. And I just had to give him his cash back. And then he left. But I mean, he was not on board. Like, he's like, well, that's not, I thought this was like a class. I was like, yeah, it's not fun. You get out there and follow me around.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then, you know, part of it would be watch and learn. Right.
Yeah. That's, and then I'll talk to you about comedy the whole time. And then I thought it was a great idea for a class, but he wanted more a transactional. And so, I mean, I remember just standing next to my car, Times Square, and I just had to pull $75 back out and just hand it back over to him.
Well, at least you have to go to the ATM.
Yeah, like
that might have been a little bit
more. I think it was
more.
The $75 he gave me when he showed up, and then I just had to give it right back to him.
All right, that would be tough to do, right? Like, here's just how you tell a joke. This is a setup.
Yeah,
how do you do something like that?
I took a class. You just really need to be, when I was doing that, where I was like teaching that class, it was more like, I was like, I'm trying to show you the New York scene.
Yeah.
So it's not as much. Learning to write jokes, you learn a lot of things in threes. You really, classes are good for when you're starting because you don't know what to do, even how to start.
Right.
So it's kind of just that, like you're around people starting. And
well, you also have to have the gene to have, like, to notice the absurdity of the moments as you're going through your life. Like, again, the clip that we just saw.
Yeah.
Like, you're in this moment, you know, it's your kid's career day, and somebody shows up with a skeleton and a full-on like doctor's job where they're saving lives, and here you are, you know,
CD with a picture of me and my dad. It's called Yelled Out by Clowns, my CD.
So compact disc.
Compact disc.
Like, my gosh.
If you stick to it, you can get one of these.
When did you... You never knew. When did you first realize this is what you wanted to do, Nate?
I think I always... Like, in high school, I would always joke about going to Zany's, our local club there. And so I always wanted to do stand-up. My dad's a magician, and he does comedy and his magic. So, I mean, I was around entertainment.
Yeah.
And it was always in my mind. I don't think I really knew how to start. Pre-internet, dude. It's like you couldn't look up how to do anything.
Right.
So you just figured you can't do it. I mean, most of the jobs were, well, you can't do that.
Right.
Now you could Google, like, how to be an actor, how to do anything. But then you didn't. You were like, well, I got to know someone that does it. So I don't think I knew how to start. And then I moved to Chicago first. And I had a buddy that wanted to go to Second City and do improv. And so I went there. Then that's when I got into stand-up and stuff.
So that's where you first started
that's
doing
when I first started, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. With Kumail Nanjiani, Pete Holmes. Like, there's a bunch of comics. Hannibal Buress, TJ Miller. A lot of comics that are doing very good now. We were all in Chicago starting together.
And then when did you start going around the country and making a profession of it? Because that's the serious part about
that's
it.
That's the serious part. So I started in 2003, probably 2013-ish. Is when I started kind of really going on the road a little bit more. And then, because I lived out here for a couple years. And then it was like auditioning wasn't going to be, I was terrible at it.
You mean like acting you're talking about? Is what you're saying, auditioning?
I want to act, but I couldn't get past the audition because it's like if I come in, it's like you either want this or you're like, well, that's not even kind of what we want. I mean, but it can't be. I auditioned for the Entourage movie, and I went and took an acting class before it, and I told the guy, I was like, am I good? And he goes, you should try to get out of the audition. That's how bad it was. He goes, I think it will hurt you more if you go do the audition than if you cancel the audition. And I was like, all right. Well, I was like, I'll just go. I don't care. And then I get a call back, and they were like, did you read the script? And I was like, no, because I figured I wasn't going to get it, and I don't want to ruin the movie for me. You know, I was a big Entourage fan. So they were like, all right, well, maybe come read the script. And then I read it. And then they still didn't give it to me. So now I know the script, and you're like,
the whole movie's ruined.
That's the whole point.
Well, what were you auditioning for?
Haley Joel Osment's part. He got, who's a very good friend. And,
yeah.
But he, yeah, he, because he's a real, you know, he's a real actor.
Okay.
He's real. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's a, that's you what go he, with him because right. He's the real deal.
Well, good thing it's all worked out for you nonetheless, yeah, Nate. Yeah, yeah. You know, and so, okay, what was the first joke, bit, whatever you want to call it, that you crushed it and you're like, okay, I'm on my way. This is working. I got this thing. What was the first one for you there?
The first, I'm trying to remember. It was this one is about, I think it's a joke. This was when I first started. The first joke I could close on. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was something with Superman. You see Superman in the sky and someone's like, is that a bird? Or is that a plane? And it's like, well, how, and then the joke would be, how bad could your eyesight be that you can't tell the difference between a bird and a plane? And so that was the, and then it was something, and that was the general idea of it. I don't really remember how the rest went. That one, and then another big one for me, I mean, was when I iced coffee with milk ordered in at Starbucks, was that was on Netflix, but that was probably the one that people still bring up today, and the first like big.
People are bringing this up to you today.
Oh, yeah.
Even today.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is amazing that somebody remembers a joke for how many years now? 15, 20?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And then, yeah.
I love that. That's fantastic. Nate Bargatze here on The Rich Eisen Show. Your new stand-up special, again, your friend Nate Bargatze is premiering globally on Netflix on Christmas Eve. And then, dude, network television, CBS presents the first primetime special featuring you, a one-hour holiday-themed variety show airing on the 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And then you stream it on Paramount Plus right here on the Roku portal. You shot this at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was one of the coolest things I've done because it's like a throwback, like where they used to do those variety shows.
Yeah, right.
And so we have Noah Kahn's on it, Carrie Underwood, Darius Rucker was in the house band, great comic Derek Stroop. And then Streeter Seidel and Mikey Day, Lorne Michaels produced it.
Yeah.
And so Streeter Seidel and Mikey Day, who wrote the Washington sketch that everybody loves, they created this with me. And they wrote this, and we have a play on that kind of sketch, but with a different, not Washington, but something else.
Okay, George Washington's only for SNL.
It was George Washington's only SNL. Yeah,
How was that pitched to you, that sketch?
It was, they wrote it, they thought I could do it. I mean, they wrote it. I didn't write it, because a lot of people think I wrote it.
Okay.
They're just unbelievable writing in my voice. But when we did it in the table read, it didn't go great because I'm used to playing off a crowd. So my timing is kind of based off a crowd. And so, I mean, it was almost going to get cut because the table read, it was long and it was like, I wasn't like bringing it, I guess, at a table.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wasn't. And then Lauren, he's like, all right, you can do it in dress rehearsal. It was the last sketch in dress rehearsal, and it murdered. It just destroyed. And then it got moved up to third. And so that's what, once they saw it with the crowd and the timing, it was.
Well, and that you probably got into it yourself in that regard right?
Oh, you're getting
the feedback.
Yeah. You're getting the feedback. Yes. And when you're doing it, when you're just reading it at a table, is like, you know, you just kind of say stuff quicker. And you're not as like sitting in it.
It's brilliant. It really is brilliant. It's wild to me that I would hear from you that the timing was off. Because your timing in it is absolutely perfect.
Once you get that crowd, it's like,
Cause it is kind of funny where it's just, we're going to have different metrics. We're going to have different numbers. Yeah. We're going to have something for 2,000 pounds. Well, what's 1,000 pounds? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Yeah.
And that was what was happening at Valley Forge.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and they did good with the second one. Because when we did the second one, I was, you know, it was kind of like, I don't want to try to,
right.
you know, But it felt, when we did it, it just felt so different that, and it was like, you know, it's almost like, yeah, but it was just like, it's a fun device to make fun of, like, very, you know, relatable questions that we all have. And so the second one was, ended up being great too. And so, yeah, it's awesome.
So was there a third one coming if you go back? What do you think?
I mean, hopefully if I get back.
You'll get back.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
I don't know. I think they would probably figure something out, but I'm not.
That would be fantastic. You know. Yeah. That would just be great. And so a variety show again, that's going to be coming on CBS on December 19th. And then your tour dates for Big Dumb Eyes World Tour starting in January. You've got Vegas dates the first 3 months, and then you're going to Europe.
Yeah.
How often have you toured Europe?
Just once before. And so we're going to Paris. Never been there.
Okay.
Norway? I have a joke in my
my
Netflix special.
Okay.
I say, because Europe is very old, and because you think we're old as a country, and you get there and you're like, good night. you know, every building is like, that building's from 8. You're like, all right. So fun little Europe joke. Europe
for the little tour, little preview right
there. In Europe only. So, but Europe is the best. We went to Belgium, went to Amsterdam, all that stuff, and so we're going back to it. And it's gonna be great.
Dubai in early May as well. NateBargatze.com. Back in the States for the second week of May through the end of next year. And you got a book coming out. My God, man, unbelievable! Your book's coming out. Big Dumb Eyes: Stories from a Simpler Mind. You can start pre-ordering right now at NateBargatze.com. Okay, tell me about the match.
Yeah.
Tell me about, so it's you and it's Gretzky, Wahlberg, Charles Barkley, Michael Phelps, Griffey, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Out there.
It was awesome.
Hacking it up, right?
Me and Blake were on a team together first. We were terrible. We played really bad. And then Charles was just making fun of us, which is very funny. And then we got to go in and start making fun of him. But everybody was taking it kind of serious. Like, you know, Wahlberg's a little serious with it. Phelps, Gretzky's super fun.
Yeah, Wahlberg strikes me as he'd be very serious about this.
Yeah, he at one point started getting his elbow. They, you know, like the, what's the thing that hits your, you know, whatever it's called?
The funny bone?
No, what's the massage?
Oh, yeah,
the Theragun.
The Theragun.
Like, so he is in the middle of the tournament, where in the middle of the round, just 5 people show up, and he just holds his arm up, and people start doing Theragun on his arm. No heads up, no.
You had a team, like a pit crew?
Yeah.
For the
Theragun? It was like a pit crew, yeah. Theragun pit crew, and no, hey, man, I'm about to have people come do this to my elbow. Like, I think you should say, I think you should say
a heads up.
Just a heads up. Just a nice little, you know. And we didn't even talk about it after. That's something I think... I would definitely, once the round's over, we go, let's get into it, man. Let's talk about that Theragun thing. And like, what was that? You know? Just moved on. We just all moved on.
Sort of like he was lining up a putt instead. And then so he just had somebody. By the way, that would be a great fantasy team name, is Wahlberg's Theragun Pit Crew.
Yeah. That
might be good. Write that down for a future fantasy team. That wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad.
So he just, apropos nothing, that happened.
Yeah, he did that. Okay. They had Wahlberg's for us, though. They were making those. It was pretty nice.
Okay. Very good.
But yeah, it was like, he did good. Me and Blake did a lot of the commentating. We were supposed to go in just for once, but we were knocked out so early. And then Blake Griffin's very funny.
Didn't he try stand up?
He did some stand up. And then he's very fun and funny. And so we went on, we were up there with Ernie Johnson, Trevor Immelman, and Barkley. And so then we just hung out up there and just kind of make fun of everybody. So it was, the whole experience was great.
Is it okay to ask you your handicap?
Yeah, mine says it's an 8 right now, but it's not. I'm probably a 10.
Are you saying that just because you
No,
this is not
10.
A gamesmanship?
If you watch the match, it's not, I don't get a play as consistently, so it's I would say a solid 10.
I was about to say, I mean, what interferes with your golf game more, your career or being a dad?
Can't imagine. You know, I've never met my daughter, and there's she's, I'm a big fan.
That one
I'm a giant fan of her. She's no, they're the career though. But yeah, being at home, she played golf. She went, she did go do golf, and she did it exactly. She did it for me, and it was the most fun. She had one great round, and it was, I followed her around like her caddy. I'm telling her what to do.
How old is she?
12.
Okay.
And then the next day, the coach, or the next tournament, the coach was like, "Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to like tell them what to do." And I was like, "Oh, I mean, I was the most." Telling them what to do. I was like grabbing the flag. I couldn't have helped her more.
You're the helicopter caddy?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it was, yeah.
But isn't that what a caddy's supposed to do, though? I don't understand.
I don't think they're supposed to have caddies. That's okay. Yeah.
Well, now I'm picking it up here.
Seventh grade golf. I didn't know all the rules. And I mean, how are you going to keep these dads not out there? That seems impossible. You're telling us we can go walk. My daughter is kind of into golf, probably not doing it for me, but it looks like she might be into it. I mean, it was a problem. I was like,
off on her own?
Yeah. I couldn't. I just was walking everywhere.
Yeah. If my sons were out there by themselves, they'd be looking for like the cart to go get something to eat. You know what I mean? Like just start ordering food. They wouldn't really be locked in on the actual tournament.
Yeah, you guys were playing in a big country club.
Yeah, sure.
This was above it. Where you going to your tournaments at? Like at the Madison Club, the Discovery property.
You wrecked the buffet. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Sure. Nate Bargatze here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you were playing with Gretzky too? I mean,
Gretzky's like, awesome, man. Gretzky's a real deal. Like he's just very, very consistent. He just doesn't, right. They all do the same thing and they hit it just exactly where it's supposed to go. But Gretzky was very fun. It was very cool to get to hang with him and get to know him. You know, he's Wayne Gretzky. So it's, he's very funny. And it was, him and Blake are very close.
Okay.
And so it was just getting to be with him and, you know, it felt like just hanging out.
Yeah, I bet. And Ken Griffey and Phelps too. Phelps is good people.
Good dude. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. So you're a fan of Vanderbilt sports, correct?
Did not go there.
Beating Alabama had to have been
big deal.
Where does that rank other than having Jay Cutler play at Vanderbilt?
Vandy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be one of the greatest Vanderbilt sports moments.
It's probably is. I mean, we won a College World Series. Women's bowling is pretty awesome. A bit of a problem for teams.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And then...
by the way, you're the first person to ever talk about the Vanderbilt women's bowling team in the history of this show.
We're a factory.
Yes. So if your daughter can spin it, send him to Vanderbilt.
Come to Vanderbilt. This is NIL. Come to Vanderbilt. Have your daughter bowl at women's bowling.
Hey, if they can help you get into Vanderbilt, that's not a bad idea, by the way.
I'll help you. I've never even, would not be allowed to go there. I don't even know if that camera's the one. That's true.
That is the one.
Yeah, okay,
the
I'm one. Just talking about it.
There's been women's college bowling since 2004. Vandy has 3 championships.
It's too many. Too many. We just want someone to come do. Can anybody else carry this sport? We're tired. That's what I say about women's Vandy bowling. So, that and Diego Pavia.
Okay, that's right.
Vandy beat Alabama. It was the night I hosted SNL. And so we're watching it in the...
no way.
Yeah, it was right before dress rehearsal. And we're watching it in the green room on my phone. And, I mean, it was like... Michael Longfellow, I will say I felt good. I just something felt good to me about the Vandy. I didn't think I'm not saying we were gonna win, but it was like I just said I'm excited for this game. And I told Michael Longfellow that, which is he's the one the water slide sketch we did.
Yes.
That was his sketch. But so I remember standing up above there and on that stand and I was like, I feel good about it. I'm excited about the Vandy.
As you're ready to go down.
As you're ready, yeah. And when we taped to that night, before we taped, me and him are talking about Vandy beating Alabama.
That is diehard, man. And they took a big, huge lead, too, and then held on to it.
Held on to it. It was everything. I was at the first game, we beat Virginia Tech. I've been about 4 this year. And then, so it was, I got way more text about that than Saturday Night Live.
That Vandy beating Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, just getting blown. People just, I mean, so many people, they text me, they go, are you at the game?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you don't want to go, I'm hosting Saturday night.
Hey, man, facts aren't flexes.
You go, what do you, I don't know how to do, I don't know how to say
you know
this.
Hey.
I go, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not at the game.
Not at the game.
I'm in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Getting ready to host Saturday Night Live. That is awesome. I'm a big fan of yours, as I've mentioned. I really appreciate you coming back here and being here in advance of so much going on. Two Netflix specials, including one that's coming up on Christmas Eve. You've got the Nashville Christmas show that's airing on CBS on December 19th. The Big Dumb Eyes World Tour, and then a book to go along with it as well. And you're going to be part of the Netflix doubleheader of football on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm bringing my whole family.
Okay.
Staying with, not to name drop, Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Hey, now
then, what do you
mean?
So
I met him. He's awesome. He's been very nice. Because my family, you know, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And so it's like kind of like, I was like, all right, I don't know what to do. I've got to know him. And then so I just texted him to be like, hey, I might try to see if I can, I don't know, if I'm bringing everybody up, if we could rent a house or whatever. He was very, very nice. And he had a place and was like, he's hooking it up.
So
my whole family.
The Bargetzes and the Roethlisbergers.
And the Roethlisbergers. Two long names.
Are hanging out
on
Christmas Eve,
Santa, and then go to see his.
And he's putting you up, like you're staying at his house.
Not in. He's. Oh. I think he has. He did pretty good, and so I do think he has something else, another house. But he. So it'll be two. We'll be in another house, but it's
okay.
He's been excited, dude. He FaceTimed me. He likes to FaceTime.
A lot of these athletes.
He goes, are you a call or FaceTime guy? And then I was like, whatever you want. And then he FaceTimed me, and I was like, you chose wrong.
That's funny. Yeah. That is funny. So what are you doing for the game? What's your role?
I don't know. I think I'm a guest. No.
Really?
Should we know? You're sounding like we should already know.
Well, I mean, now we're in my lane here a little bit with sports television. Yeah, I think you should know.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do, I don't think it relies on me.
Okay.
That's what I think. So I think I'm coming on because the special will be there and we're talking. I think I actually do have a call actually next week.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bert's part of this too. Crusher?
Bert's part of it. Bert's going to be, he's doing the tailgating and Bert will be. God. Bert's got a real job.
So he's in the Pittsburgh Steeler tailgate outside of Acrisure.
I believe he's got to have his shirt off. This is when maybe wish you didn't commit to that shirt thing a long time ago because now you got to do it, and it's Pittsburgh on Christmas. It's going to be freezing,
nippy.
It'll be a bit nippy.
It should be somewhat nippy for Bert.
He'll look great. He's he's big.
He's all jacked up now.
He's all jacked up now.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing what you're doing with Netflix, obviously.
Thank you.
I'll be watching on Christmas. No pressure. And thanks for coming in, man. Congrats
absolutely
on that. Thanks for coming in.
Fan.
I appreciate you saying that.
My favorite logo I've ever seen in my life.
Is that right? You like it?
You got the best. It's the best. I don't even know if there's a better one.
Which is the me running my 40-yard dash in my suit?
Yeah, the other one. is there another logo? I guess. Yeah.
I walked right into that.
Yeah.
I did indeed. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, I'll give you a mug.
Thank you.
How does that
all
sound?
Right.
I
would love it.
You know what? I'll give you a whole bunch. Give them to the Roethlisbergers.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll pack them in a little package.
You've got to give them something, right?
I do. I got to walk in with something.
You cannot be empty handed.
Can't be like just a bottle of wine. I got to come in with like,
yes.
And I got you Rich Eisen gear.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
like
correct.
It.
See,
all
there
right,
you go.
You.
I got you covered.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, check out. Let me get these all right. First one up December 19th on CBS, and you could stream it the next day on Paramount Plus. Nate Bargatze's Nashville Christmas. Then on Christmas Eve, you watch your friend Nate Bargatze premiering globally on Netflix, and stay tuned for the next day where he's part of the Steelers Chiefs broadcast, part of the doubleheader on Netflix, and then the Big Dumb Eyes tour that starts in January, and the book Big Dumb Eyes: Stories from a Simpler Mind, May 6th. Yeah. Pre-order. Sorry,
it's
right
a
now.
Lot. Of, I'm sorry about all this stuff.
No,
that shouldn't be. That's embarrassing.
No, it's not. You got books.
I'm embarrassed.
You shouldn't be. You're what we call a conglomerate.
The book is all blank pages.
Really odd. Yeah. Really odd choice of a book, but God bless you. Yeah, good luck thanks, on that. Man. I think Borghese here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back to wrap up this and send you to the weekend in a sec.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
How many planks do you have to break to be a black belt? How many do you have to? Is that an actual metric here?
I don't think there's a number, but I think it's when the pressure's on, when the tournaments happen, when the tests happen. Why? I'll break one right now if you need one.
Do we have one anywhere? Can we get a plank for this?
It's a hot take plank, but don't break that.
Got the hot take plank.
Hot take plank.
I mean, why not?
It's a 2x. That 2x4. That's right there.
What kind of wood is it?
Now you got me. I have no idea.
Let me see it.
Hold on.
Standard plywood, I'm guessing.
Get ready to cancel my show at Morongo tomorrow. I have a broken hand.
Sweatshirt, we haven't taken it off in years.
This would be amazing.
Here, feel
if
that.
You could break this.
Is that a proper... I can break this.
I haven't done this since I was 12.
Okay, do you want to give it a try if you think you can do it?
But this is what I learned at the House of Empty Hands in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, very good. Here we go.
Did it break? Hold on.
Right. Hold it down, or that'd be better?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Chris, hold it on the other side.
Hold it on the other side, Chris. All right, it's going. Hold it, pull it out a little bit more. So the end is on the box.
You don't even have any, you don't have any music from Karate Kid?
If he gets it, Gloria Locke, I'll play Gloria Locke.
Here we go.
Forget it. Damn it. I really thought I could do it, Rich. I really thought I could do it.
It's okay, Jeff. We still love you.
It's all right.
And then TJ's corner got built out about 3 weeks later. Pretty much. Fantastic. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Oh, it was just a blast. By the way, we loaded up Nate with Rich Eisen Show mugs for the Roethlisbergers.
Oh, good. Good, good.
That'd be great. He's just going to walk in.
Hey,
thanks for putting us up. And I told him, I said, I want Christmas Eve hot chocolates for all the kids, the Roethlisbergers and the Borghese's. I want them all. I need a photograph and I'm going to see it.
Ben's going to be like, what?
What is happening? I haven't thought of Rich in forever.
What is going on?
That was great. That was funny, too. I mean, I walked right into that one. I'm like, oh, the logo, the running man. He goes, no, the other one. He's so dry.
Quick and dry.
Oh, my God. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online. There's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could be all covered through Ethos, straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Send you out the door with my top five intriguing matchups for the rest of Week 15. Hit it. Hit it.
High five.
One, two, three, four, and five.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. First one up. In Week 15, they're coming off a bye. One team trying to hold on to its spot, seven seed. The other one right behind them. And if they win, they are flat out in the mix for the playoffs. I'm talking about the Broncos hosting the Colts. Broncos yes. at 8-5, Colts at 6-7. If they win this game, they're a game behind Denver. All they got to do is be one better than them the rest of the way, and they're in the playoffs instead of Denver, because they'd have a bye, they'd have a tiebreaker. Denver could come off this bye and go 9-5, and even potentially move up in the wild card standings. Very important game, late window on CBS. Number four, the Los Angeles Chargers. Also 8-5. Also going to play Denver later on in this season. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, back in SoFi Stadium. He's played some big. Remember, he was a Cleveland Brown quarterback. It was off the charts when he was in SoFi. The Bucs want to stay in first place. The Chargers want to stay where they are in the playoff chase. Huge game, late window on Fox. NBC Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers coming off of that tough loss a couple of Thursdays ago against the Detroit Lions, taking on the Seattle Seahawks, who need to win to stay in first. If they lose, the Rams are in first, and the Packers would be a 10-win team, staying right behind the Minnesota Vikings and the Lions. But I think the division's gone for Green Bay, wanting to stay improved in the wild card standings. This is a big game on Sunday Night Football. Number two, the Keystone State battle. The Eagles have won 9 in a row, but all the conversation around that team, certainly locally and certainly nationally, is a team that feels like they lost 9 in a row. It's kind of wild. It's crazy. And then Russell Wilson is 6-1 as a starter. 6-1 as a Steelers starter. Trying to stay in first place with the Ravens coming off of their bye at the Giants. Very winnable game. The Steelers will already know what that result is when they take the field in Philadelphia. Late window on Fox. Number one, most intriguing matchup for the rest of Week 15 is a Super Bowl preview, potentially. The Bills against the Lions. OMG. This is going to be so much fun. The Bills coming off of that pinball machine loss in Los Angeles to the Rams. The Lions, as we all know, coming off of a mini bye after that Thursday night win, last second win, where Dan gambled quite a bit. And the Lions trying to get to a baker's dozen at 13-1, while the Bills are 10-3, needing to bounce back and stay as close as they can to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one.
I'll give you this one more. The if the Colts at 6-7 are on this list, I'll put the Dolphins at 6-7, taking on a Texans team coming off of a bye. If the Colts win in Denver, they not only improve their chances to make the playoffs as a wild card, I mean, they're still on the heels of the Texans, who have not played well at all over the last 2 months. The Dolphins need this to stay in the race, period. And then C.J. Stroud and the Texans would need this to just start feeling good about themselves and essentially cement their division. If not, the Colts are staying in the chase on that front. It's part of the early window games on CBS. And those are my top five most intriguing matchups for the rest of Week 15.
Love it.
Fun show.
Funny shoe.
We go out the door with Kyle Tucker's a Cub, huh?
Yeah, trade for Isaac Paredes and a couple prospects.
All right. Now I feel more embittered about Soto.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted that to happen.
Yeah, he's
that left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium. I'm sure the Astros are like, you know, they went full Costanza from Houston on the Yankees right there. Forget it.
Yeah,
you know, they're not going to trade with the Yankees if they don't have to. Send them to the Cubs and not think about it. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back on the Roku channel to send you the weekend. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time, only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.